Multilateral talks aimed at curbing Iran's uranium enrichment program began today in Geneva with the Bush administration's third highest-ranking diplomat, William Burns, in attendance. But any hope that his presence will change Iran's position faded today when an Iranian official said that Iran would not stop enriching uranium. Here to talk about the talks is NPR correspondent Mike Schuster. Mike, thanks for being with us.
Oh, happy to be here, Scott.
The U.S. government is careful to say that Mr. Burns isn't negotiating. He's just there to hear what the Iranian envoy has to say, and the Iranian envoy can hear him. What does the U.S. hope to accomplish?
Well, the United States hopes that it can persuade Iran to end its uranium enrichment activities. That's been the goal all along because the Bush administration believes, and some of the European states as well believe, that Iran is seeking a nuclear weapon, and uranium enrichment is key to that. Mm-hmm. If the United States and the other negotiating parties with Iran can't prevent or stop Iran from enriching uranium, I think the United States would like to say that it went the extra mile diplomatically, had a senior diplomat in the room when the discussions took place and when they eventually failed, possibly, so that all the other parties to these negotiations, including China and Russia, will see that the United States was sincere about its effort to pursue diplomacy.
Does the U.S. presidential race factor at all into these talks, but both from the standpoint of maybe what the American government is willing to do and, for that matter, the Iranians?
I think it does. By sending William Burns to Geneva to start talking with the Iranians, it seems to undercut a position that Senator Obama has taken all along, in which he has said that he would pursue diplomacy with America's adversaries, including Iran. It's nothing that John McCain is uncomfortable with, apparently, from statements that he and others in his campaign have made. So it may be an attempt to pull out the rug from underneath Senator Obama's feet on this particular issue.
And at the same time, Tehran must have a clock going in their mind, too. I mean, they know the elections are in November, and one way or another, there'll be a change of administration in January.
I think very much so. Iran has a short-term and a long-term clock. I think the Iranians have been playing this for time for the last 4 years, and they have worried periodically, certainly, because of the rhetoric emanating from the United States and Israel as well about the possibility of military strikes. The Iranian leaders have to have worried that sometime during the last years of the second Bush administration that there might be an attack from the United States or Israel on Iran. So it definitely feels like Iran would like to run out the clock on the Bush administration without any kind of a military strike and see whether they can do better in the next administration.
Michael, knowing the experience you have going to Iran for a number of years now, what's your reading of how Iranians in and out of government react to some of the press accounts that we've seen in recent months? They must be reading them, too, saying that an Israeli attack.
The Iranians follow very closely press accounts of these comments and this talk of military strikes, both in the United States and in Israel. And when I've been there, there have been times when ordinary Iranians were quite nervous and very uneasy about the possibility of military strikes. On the other hand, within the last year, leaders of Iran, in particular in the foreign ministry and the foreign minister himself, has said that he doesn't think that it was possible that there could be a U.S. or an Israeli strike against Iran. And it increasingly looks like he's right.
NPR's Mike Schuster. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Scott.